Hey guys, Great All here. Just a little intro for this episode. When Jay and I were recording this on Tuesday, TeamSpeak was having a lot, and I mean a lot of troubles. As we say in the episode, we actually had to just shut down TeamSpeak to get out of it, restart the recording, and redo the show. And even then, we still had some issues, as you can hear. So the audio is pretty crappy. TeamSpeak was not happy. Of course, it wasn't just us. It was other people in our TeamSpeak server. They were having problems as well. So sorry in advance. It's not a very long episode, as you've probably seen if you're downloading this or loading it up on Stitcher. It's only 16 minutes. And at the end there, I just called it. It just wasn't worth it. If we can't deliver a quality show, then we're not going to do it. And as you'll see, the audio is less than perfect. So enjoy what we have. Thanks for hanging in there, and join us next week. We'll see you later.
The following is a remastered version of the Pulse Gamecast, a production of Holosuite Media. Tune in to our live show every Tuesday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
All right, here we go again, everyone. This is the Pulse Gamecast episode 41. If you were in our Twitch studios, TeamSpeak just lagged out and crashed. And this is take two. If you're listening to this on Stitcher or iTunes, hey, it's a brand new show and everything's happy and technology is wonderful. Thanks for tuning in. All right, today's record date is September 9th. As usual, I'm Greatall.
And I'm Jason.
All right, let's do take two on this. What you been doing again, Jay?
Well, I've been playing EQ2, and like I said, I went on to Legends of Norrath, and I had 22 booster packs that you can basically. I had three that were dedicated to a specific expansion. I had 22 that were pick whatever expansion you want, and so I fleshed out all 22 of those. And I downloaded a few things and got a whole bunch of stuff from my EQ2 characters. And believe it or not, I even went over to EQ1 and got some stuff from my EQ1 characters, too. So inside the game itself, you also get loot cards. And the loot cards you can actually transfer into game, which is kind of funny because in the game you can get packages, booster packages as loot. So it's kind of, you know, looping there.
So I had asked right before our crash as far as Legends of Norrath, the card game, goes. Now, I've played EQ2, but I've never actually played LON. So do you play that in game, like while you're logged into EQ2, or is there another site or a specific lobby?
It's an app that opens up. So Legends of Norrath is an app. I think they said that you were supposed to be able to play it as a mini game. I've never done it that way.
Gotcha.
But the Legends of Norrath, the package, the game itself is a game that you can play, and it's actually kind of a lot of fun. There's quests that you complete. Well, hold on. It's sort of like, there's a few card games out there that are like it. The first one that springs to mind is the Mech Warrior and the Star Trek CCGs, where you have like a quest series that you lay out, so it changes every time. It's not the same every time. Each person packs so many quests into their deck, and then you can put so many quests out, and then you have your deck tailored to go towards to, you know, work with the quests that you have packed in your deck, and you have an avatar that's your main character, and then all the armies that you lay out kind of serve that avatar. And basically, there's a few ways to win, but you can either damage the other person's avatar to death, or you can complete your quests, or and up to a certain level. So it's kind of a pretty cool game. It's very strategic. You can move players in between cards in between quests, and then stack on one and win, and then replace that quest with a same point quest of the, because each quest is worth so many points.
Yeah,
and it's pretty cool. What I like about it is all the characters are from the EQ mythos. So EQ1, EQ2 characters. If you like playing card games, all the characters are out of there, and they stick to a lot of the same storylines. So it's just a fun card game. Like I said, it's a time waster, but at the same time, I've never purchased anything. You know, they've all been free, but
sure.
My characters have got some pretty slick loot. You know, paintings that reduce the cost of your housing, and then. I've gotten a lot of really cool armor, and I've gotten two mounts that are actually Legends of Norrath only mounts. So that's pretty cool.
Oh, well, that's neat. Just offhand, kind of maybe a curveball. You said the booster decks are dropped as loot. Do you know, are those world loot or are they specific like raid bosses?
For a long time, it was random world loot. I don't know if they changed that. And
that's nice.
But yeah, I've gotten three. As far as I know, I've gotten three so far in my character's career. And again, as long as you don't preset that setting, when you open up a booster deck, it asks you, do you want any loot that you get to go to your EQ character or to your EQ2 characters? Accounts. It's account-wide. You claim it as a reward. And if you say EQ1, then whatever loot only works for EQ1 characters. And if you say EQ2, obviously the same thing. But the EQ1 stuff can be fairly powerful, believe it or not.
Okay. Pretty cool stuff. Is that all you've been doing, EQ2?
Yeah, really kind of. I hate to say that. Like, I should have branched out and played more games. But honestly, you got that bug on me again when we started playing together.
Yeah.
And I got one character that's an erudite up to level 10. I got a paladin. No, not a paladin. Templar. Froglock up to level 12. And then I got a warlock Ixar up to level. Might be 14 now. I think it's 13.
Yeah.
And, I made the stupid mistake. I think, did we talk about this last week where I made the betrayal mistake?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dope. That, you know, dude, I mean, I understand they keep that stuff in there for people who really want to experience the nostalgia of it, but, you know, if you're obviously going good to good, I mean, you would think there'd be a little more heads up of, hey, you don't quite have to do all this.
Right.
And unfortunately, I guess you're stuck.
I really think that I am. Unfortunately, you're right on that one. The big thing with me was that I was from the old school back whenever, even if you wanted to move good city to good city, you still had to, you know.
Right.
So when they did the betrayal quests, that was a separate thing. I remember, you know, that they made the betrayal headquarters too, where you're just basically you're neutral. You're not good or bad. And that had gone over my head because that was back when I was playing with a little shout out here to the Opponage Brothers. I was part of another podcast a long time ago where we did nothing but PvP in EQ2. And nice. That's when we did that. And I was just like, man. So, whoops.
All right. Well, like Jay, I've been playing just a little bit of EQ2. We kind of hit it up this weekend. Since then, I've kind of slacked off. But the most recent thing I started was a high elf wizard, which is kind of fun. I was also enjoying a dwarven guardian, so tanky type. Let's see here. I've also been playing Dead Space 3, which I have been playing for a long time. You know, last week, I think after the show, I asked Jay, you know, we had a little KOTOR discussion. And even though, as I've said many times, I'm a big BioWare nut, loves me some BioWare and Star Wars. I tried KOTOR, and I just couldn't get into it. So I downloaded it again this weekend. And I tried it again this weekend. And I just still could not get into it. I don't know why. I got a little bit further than I did the first time I tried it. But not much further. So,
was it the clunky kind of, because they've come a long way with the interface now. Was it the clunky interface, or was it
I don't know.
You know, it takes a while for character development.
Yeah, I mean, as I've said, Mass Effect is probably my most favorite franchise out there. So it honestly almost feels exactly like playing Mass Effect 1, which, of course, is another BioWare game, so no surprise there. I don't know. It just, I don't know. I don't mind story. I love story. I love character development. But maybe that's part of it. It was just a little too slow. I don't know. Like I said, I just couldn't get into it. So tried it out, uninstalled it. As usual, played some Final Fantasy 14, had my highest character. So to date, it's level 15, 1-5. So not too great there, but slowly climbing. Femship Adept in Mass Effect 3. And of course my palate cleanser, as I call it, Team Fortress 2. This doesn't really have anything to do with video games, but it does apply to geeky stuff. I have begun prepping this week for an AD&D second edition game that I will be running for some friends. And I can't go into too much detail because two of those potential party or two of those party members listen to the show. So I'll just say that we are running the campaign in the Forgotten Realms. However, I will be running TSR, that's right, TSR modules. And the campaign setting that we'll be playing in surprisingly starts with the letter R and not an F. I wonder what we're going to play. Alrighty, so let's move on to news. Kind of a light week in news, not a whole lot going on. You check out some of the news sites, a lot of them are just look at these videos or let's see what's happening. So kind of a light week in news. One of the big things that I was kind of happy about but also kind of disappointed about is we have a release date for Batman Arkham Knight. And as I've mentioned numerous times, I'm a huge Batman Arkham, insert game title here, fan. Batman Arkham Knight takes place after Batman Arkham City. And we finally have a release date of June 2nd, 2015. Now, I'm glad to have a release date. However, remember that Batman Arkham Knight was originally slotted. I believe it was one of the original October 7th games. And that's October 7th was when they were dropping like 3, 4, 5 different games on the same day. And Rocksteady, of course, is back doing this game, the original Arkham Asylum and Arkham City developers. But June? Yikes! Now, we knew that it had been pushed to 2015, but the rumor was January, February, and now June? It's brutal. Brutal. Oh, well, you know. What are you going to do, I guess?
I know, right?
I know. Let's see here. Unless you have anything else, Jay, we'll move on to our last bit of news, a.k.a. item 2.
Okay. Oh, I wish I did. I'm sorry.
No, it's fine. Apparently, Xbox One owners, players, there's an issue with Xboxes. And that is that they are making a lot of noise. Now, the article didn't specifically say what's making the noise. I'm assuming the fan, but I don't know. You know, the cooling fan, I guess. It could be the hard drive. But if your hard drive is making that much noise, it's probably going to die on you in just a matter of minutes. You know, it's Microsoft, which means, I don't know, Cisco. And if you know anything about Cisco routers, those things are noisy. So I don't know. Maybe they're using Cisco cooling fans in these things. I don't know. But anyways, they've released an official statement. Microsoft has. We have heard that a small number of Xbox One owners in some situations may hear a noise from the console that is too loud. While this does not affect the safety or functionality of the system, we're asking customers who believe they are experiencing this issue to contact Xbox support. And they list, you know, the support.xbox.com. At the request of our customers, we are exchanging those consoles for new systems. So send in your Xbox One if it's noisy and they'll send you a new one. Now, this is Microsoft. This is Xbox. And I don't know how quick the turnaround on these things are. I guess if the red ring of death on the Xbox 360 is any indication, you'll have, what was it? 6 weeks? 8 weeks? Yeah. To wait. Nice.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, and you know, it says it. Hear noise, doesn't affect functionality. You're definitely the IT guy. What do you think? A fan? Something
normally,
else?
Normally, yeah. If it's consistent noise, it's normally fan, be it CPU or power supply, because I mean, basically, these are just, you know, self-contained computers. But more often than not, if you're going to get a hard drive, you'll be noticing other errors. It won't just be a noise. You'll be, you know, the read-write head will be smacking or something like that. But I'm betting it's fan related and or cooling related. So. And like
I agree.
Said, we know all about the red ring of death from heat, right?
Yeah.
But hey, I mean, at least Xbox One had a red ring of death. Sony would just burn the top of your daggum table till it was like the lacquer was black, and you're just like, oh,
right, bubbling and melting
somewhere. I do. I have a picture that a friend of mine bought the very first Sony PlayStation, you know, 3 ever, and he's just ridiculous. He has a lot of money and he has nothing else to do. So one day he invites me over and he has a Bravia system and a Sony flat screen and Sony speakers and all stuff. And I go and I sit down on his couch and I look over like that. I'm like, man, what did you put on your table? And he lifted up the bottom of the Sony and the Sony had the bottom of it. It was warped plastic. I'm like, oh my God, your PlayStation.
We got some problems. TeamSpeak again.
Oh boy.
There we go. Okay. Yeah. Those original Xboxes, and I'm assuming it was the power supply. Is that what was doing it? I think our audio is jacked up again. Alrighty. Well, tell you what, everybody who's joining us in the studio, and if you're listening to this on Stitcher or iTunes, the TeamSpeak gods are just not in agreement with us tonight. I think we'll go ahead and wrap it up. It was a light news day. We don't really have much else to talk about. So we'll call it. Thanks for hanging with us, guys, and we'll see you on the next one. Take care.
Thanks for tuning in to tonight's broadcast of the Pulse Gamecast, a production of Holosuite Media. Join us next week at Tuesday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And be sure to check holosuitemedia.com, iTunes, and Stitcher Satellite Radio for our remastered shows and more. You can follow us on Twitter at The Pulse Gamecast. Or if you have any questions or comments, please send an email to thepulsegamecast@gmail.com.